The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, tranquility is often associated with Buddhist meditation, being calm. And important that the calmness and tranquility is not a stupor, is not dull. The image I have for tranquility these days is, I don't know if it's true, but it's a bird soaring on the updraft. The wings are spread, and the bird is completely relaxed, but completely, the bird is not limp. It's not dull. It's like all the senses are awake and present and alive, but completely relaxed, kind of riding the updraft. So the same way, there's a marvelous way of being clear and alert, and that allows for deeper relaxation. And one of the ways to do that in a day like today is you will be making effort of all kinds during the day. During the morning, you'll make the effort to open one of the doors at some point. You'll make the effort to go use the toilet. You'll make the effort to stand. You'll make the effort to do walking meditation. You'll make the effort to sit upright in your meditation posture. You'll make an effort to be with your breathing. You'll make an effort, the mind wanders off, to somehow start again, come back. Begin to savor value the effort you're making. So the quality of the effort is something that you can enjoy doing. If you can, and then see if you can do anything you do, see if you can do it in a tranquil way, in a peaceful way. And you'll have all kinds of occasions because you do so many things. All through the morning, you'll be doing little things, ordinary things, things that you don't even consider there's effort being used. So how would you open the door with a peaceful gesture, with a peaceful way? And the idea with this exercise is to learn something about the feel and texture of effort which feels peaceful or tranquil or calm. Because when you do meditation, that sense of that can then be used for the effort we make in meditation. Maybe it feels like you're making no effort at all. You're soaring like a bird. That's great. But if the mind does happen to wander off once or twice in the meditation, you probably will make an effort to come back. And with a feel, a sense of how to be with effort, maybe that effort doesn't have to be jerking the mind back or upset with yourself or, you know, it has a quality of peacefulness, you know, matter-of-factness, but also deliberateness. Like, yes, I'm coming back, but I'm going to do it calmly and deliberately. Yes, I'm going to open the door. I'm going to do it calmly and deliberately. The last thing I'll say about all these things, to do things calmly, intentionally calmly, to do things deliberately, intentionally deliberately, means that you're there for the thing you're doing. You're present for it, as opposed to giving a free rein to your mind to think about something else. Think about other things in other places, other times. You're not really here. And this training to be really here in a way that's enjoyable, that really makes it kind of, then it can come alive, and maybe one day it'll feel like soaring, like a bird. So I hope you enjoy your morning, and